Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me see. How many, if you love Jesus, raise your hand. Honey, look at all the volunteers we have for Bible study for the children's ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't God good? All the time. He sure is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. All of your Bibles with me this morning. I'm going to start in Luke chapter 6 to build a foundation for the direction that we're going today. Hallelujah. There's no greater words than the words of Jesus himself. Before I begin, so I don't forget, we have a young lady in here that's had an opportunity that she's getting a place to live, and she's going to be needing furniture. She's going to need things for her house. So if you have any household items like plates or pots and pans or beds or chairs or whatever you might have, just see me. Amen. And we'll get them for her. Amen. Sometimes we have just stuff that are sitting around that we're not using. It could really be a blessing to someone else. Amen. So I'm going to get in the message. I had to get that in so I didn't forget it. Yes. A list of all the needs. So you will check it. We'll get a list of all the needs. And amen. We'll do that. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 6, verse 46. Jesus said this. He said, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Hello? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will shew you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house, it could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently. And immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Jesus says as simply as this, as you come to me, not just to hear what I say, but do what I instruct you to do. Amen? So many times that, you know, sometimes it's hard to follow instructions. I remember when my wife and I first got married, everything you purchased came with instructions. You had to put something together. Nothing ever came assembled, right? That you always had to assemble it. And with the assembly came a plan or instructions how to assemble it. But being a wise man that I am, I thought I knew better than the instructions, so I would just do it on my own. But the problem is I would have these parts left over, and I would think that they didn't matter because I didn't need them when I put it together, but I found out later that the piece that I assembled together broke or fell apart because that part was important. And God wants you and I to understand that every part is important. Amen? And today I'd like to build this message today out of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 10. The Apostle Paul said this. He said, "According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon." Today, the title of this morning's message is The Master's Plan. And we're going to look at his plan was to bestow for us to build but also to beware. To bestow, he bestowed for us to build, but for us to beware. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of the word. Can we lift the word together and make a declaration here today? Repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, for I am listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're grateful, Father God. I'm grateful for the word. And Lord, I just pray again, as always, Lord, I just ask you, Father God, to speak to me today. May the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. Lord, I thank you that you sent this word to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Your word declares that it will never return unto you a void. It's going to do something in our lives. So we give you praise for that. We give you glory. And we thank you, Father God, for choosing us. You called us and you set us apart. You drew us to this house today to hear from you. And Father God, we thank you for everything that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, when the Apostle Paul says in verse number 10, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me, and he bestowed grace. Amen. I thank God for unmerited favor. To bestow means to confer on someone a gift or to confer a blessing. So he's bestowed upon the Apostle Paul grace. Amen. And he's bestowed upon each and every one of us grace. God says he's no respecter of persons. Amen. And he pours out to each and every one of us. So with to bestow in mind, look with me in your word to Psalms 84. Psalms 84. Verse number 11. The word of God says this. He says, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Amen. As he's bestowed this grace, when I think about the sun that he is saying, the sun is illuminating. The sun shines, okay? There's illumination that comes from it. We find the sun is invigorating. It invigorates us. But that shield that he speaks about protects us. It pardons us. Amen? Amen? It protects. It purifies us. Amen? And as the word goes forth, we find that it's come. He sent his word today as he's bestowing his grace, just like he did with the Apostle Paul, he does with you and I. His word is like a sun and a shield. Amen. And he says there's no good thing that he will withhold for them that walk uprightly. Amen. That he speaks of blessings coming our way. He didn't say that we won't go through some things. He didn't say that we wouldn't face adversity. Oh, man, I tell you, I got up this morning and I got up early. I got up early because I wanted to be ready for the day. And I got up early and I got into my office. And the devil used the only thing he could get to me with in the office was my computer. And my computer and my computer, the charger wouldn't work. And everything was dying and everything went off. And I kept fiddling with it and fiddling with it and fiddling with it. And I never got it fixed. And then the Lord said, see what the adversary is doing to you? He's distracting you.
Yeah.
Amen. It was just but a distraction. Me fiddling with it and worrying about it wasn't going to change anything. It wasn't a benefit to no one, not me or no one else. Amen. So I have to recognize who my battle's with. And that might not seem much to you, but to me, it distracted me from being in the Word to being in the presence of God. It was a distraction the adversary brought. Amen. And I have to recognize who the author of it is. In other words, if I don't recognize who the author of that is, I battle with the wrong thing. Amen. You know, he's come to kill and destroy and to divide and to distract us and to confuse us. Amen. He's the artist of confusion. Amen. But God just wants us to understand today that he protects us, that he pardons us, that his word that's going forth today, it purifies us. Our faith is increasing in this house today because faith is coming by hearing, and you can't help but hear, I got a big voice. Hallelujah. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And everyone somewhere is going to get something today. God will not leave one person out. So keep your heart and your mind open to hear what the Father. He may be speaking to you right here. He might be speaking to you over there. He might be speaking to you over here and over there and everywhere. But he's going to speak to all of us. Amen. I thank God that he's a God that's alive. And he's fresh. And he's new. Amen. This may be an old book that was written over 2,000 years ago, but it's got life in it by the Holy Ghost and by the Spirit of God, and it has power. Amen. It has power to accomplish what God sent it to do. You know, he bestowed upon the Apostle Paul this grace in 1 Peter chapter 4. He bestowed him a special gift. You know, the gift the apostle's talking about here is he bestowed the grace as a wise master builder. In other words, Paul was like an architect. Okay? And Paul was laying out the plans for us to follow. Amen? But in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, he says this to you and I. As every man have received the gift, amen? Everyone in the room is gifted. Everyone's received the gift. Let's say everyone has received the gift of salvation. For by grace you are saved by faith, that not of yourselves is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Amen? So as we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Every man have received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. You know, this gift wasn't just given for me. Amen? Amen. This gift was given to me to share with others. Amen? You know, one of the things that the Lord reminded me of early as a child of God, when I became a child of God, and he spoke to me early, for he came to seek and to save them that which were lost. Excuse me. He came to seek and to save them which were lost. Amen. Amen. So we're being stewards of the manifold grace of God. That's why the first apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse number 10. Again, we're talking about grace. We're talking about unmerited favor. Paul's speaking about the grace that was bestowed upon him. Verse 10, he says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Amen. In other words, we're looking at the manifold grace of God. In other words, everything that we do for the kingdom of God, it's for his glory. God's just looking for you and I to be open vessels for his glory. Amen. That's like, for example, in the Vacation Bible School, that there's so many parts that are needing it. I believe that everything that we do for the kingdom of God, we ought to do with excellence. Amen? We're here to reach a lost and dying world, and we're having an opportunity to minister to children. And I don't want to use this as a commercial for Vacation Bible School, but it's about Jesus. It's about his love. And that same love that God has showed to you and I, God wants us to show to others. Amen? Amen? And God loves everybody right where you're at. He loves you so much, he just doesn't want to leave you there. Because he has better plans for you than you ever recognize or you even realize. Amen? And the adversary is constantly coming in to try to confuse the plans of God. Amen? And sometimes when the adversary comes in, he tries to make everything look so beautiful and so tasteful. He's a deceiver. He's the master deceiver. Amen? But God says, yet you're his child. He loves you. And he has a plan in your life. And he's poured out his grace. And his grace is pouring out here today. Amen? No matter where you're at, no matter what you're into, God loves you. Amen? But he said his grace was bestowed was upon me as a wise master builder. He said, I laid the foundation and another build thereon. You know, in other words, by the Spirit of God, the Apostle Paul is laying a foundation. You know, one of the things that I really look in the Word and I seek the Word and as you know, Jesus was on the earth. Jesus did signs, wonders, miracles, did all kinds of wonderful things. But I believe that we're in the Spirit, the dispensation of the Spirit of God, and we could do everything that the apostles did because everyone that was following the apostles was doing the same thing they were doing. Okay? They were laying the foundation and showing you what you could do because they had been with Christ. Amen? In other words, so these things that the apostles won't spend, Jesus said it to us in Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. Verse number 13. We'll start there. You there? Say amen. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said unto him, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, or Simon son of Jonas, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter. Peter comes from the Greek word Petros, which means a little rock. He's not the big rock. He's just a little one. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Now, he wasn't saying to Peter he was going to build his church on Peter, on the little rock, but that he was going to build his church on the revelation that Peter had that he was Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Then he said unto him, On this revelation, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen? So in other words, when Jesus said, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth, go ye therefore, he was transferring the authority, he was transferring the power, but we're standing on the solid rock. On Christ Jesus, he is our foundation. Amen? And as we're building on this foundation, and as we're growing on this foundation, he says to us in Ephesians chapter 2, Verse number 20. This is what we're building upon. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone. Verse 20. Ephesians 2:20. And whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. Now, in whom ye are also builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Amen? And in other words, this building becomes alive. It's a living structure. It's not like this building that it's got a foundation, and it's got the stud and the framing and this building. This is a living building. God's talking about a living building. When we come together, it's a living building. Okay? And we're built on the foundation of Christ Jesus and the apostles and the prophets, or on the Word of God. Just as she has in that picture, oh, that's on the front of your bulletin, the house is built on the Word. Amen? Our lives are gifted. What joins us together and unites us together is the Word of God. That's the one that meshes us together as one, is His Word. Amen? There's all kinds of different personalities in this room. There's all kinds of different backgrounds in this room. But it's not about you and I. It's about the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit through the Word of God brings us together in unity. Amen? As a matter of fact, in 1 Peter chapter 2, the Apostle Peter kind of illustrates it a little better. And verse number, let's start there. We'll start with verse 1. 1 Peter 2, verse number 1. There's our part, and there's his part. Look at your neighbor and say, I'll do my part. You do your part, and God will do his part. Amen? It takes all of us doing a part. Amen. You know, some people say, wait for something to mysteriously happen. And it happens when you do your part. You do your part, you do your part, and God does his part. We got it. But the Word of God says for us, it gives us instructions here. Verse number 1, he says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings. All right? In other words, let's let all that other junk go. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, speaking of you and I, as lively stones, living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices accepted to God by Jesus Christ. Amen. And in other words, we're rocking together. All right. We're it's like the old Rolling Stones is a little bit different. Amen. Amen. We're living together in unity by Christ Jesus. And he reminds you and I, listen to me. He says that you're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a peculiar people. That we should show forth the praises of him that called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Who one time were not a people, but now are a people of God. Who have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Amen? In other words, God wants you to recognize how valuable you are in his kingdom. What the world tends to do is constantly try to steal your value and your worth. But God says you're of great value. Amen? Amen. And I love the Lord, the way that God looks at me. He doesn't see me where I'm at. He sees me where I'm going. And he shows me where I'm going so I don't get stuck where I'm at. Hello? Hello? You know, the Bible says, without vision, we perish. Amen? 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 Look at one next to you and say, hey, you have to love me. I'm a work in progress.
You don't watch out, I can make you progress.
I think what the Father wants us to really understand is everything's by his unmerited favor and his unmerited grace. It's nothing that we did. There's nothing we deserve. And that the Apostle Paul says, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and others build thereon. But then he says, but take heed. But take heed how you build thereupon. Amen. Look with me in Colossians chapter 2. I think in the body of Christ, this is probably one of the biggest areas that we have to deal with in the body of Christ. That through generations and times, not everything that happened was biblical. Many were traditions. Hello? But the Apostle Paul says, he warns us here in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. He said, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. In other words, I keep hearing this, that the word doesn't matter any longer, that God wasn't, this wasn't for today. It was for then. It's not for now, and that's a deception of the adversary. God has not changed his mind concerning none of his word. What God said is wrong, and what God says is right, and there isn't no in between. It's either wrong or it's right. Well, Pastor, I didn't tell a lie. I just kind of got off the truth a little bit. Well, that's a lie. Hello? And we're not here to judge. God's not here to judge you. We're not at that time right now. We're at that time where God's saying, hey, God says what he means. Amen? Are you with me? So he tells us to beware. Take heed, pay attention. He says to you and I, he says, after the tradition of the men, rulers of the world, and not after Christ, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now here's, I want you to get this next verse. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. And in other words, you are complete in him. When you think you got to get this or do this or do that, God wants you to understand who you are in Christ Jesus. That you're complete in him. And you're operating from, not to. If you're a child of God and you've been saved and redeemed by the blood of Jesus, you're operating from the cross, not going to the cross. I can't go back to the cross. It was at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my sins rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day. I'm not going back to the cross. The cross is where he found me. Now by revelation of the finished work of Christ, of Calvary, I recognize that I'm complete in him. And if I'm not recognizing that I'm complete in him, when the adversary comes in to try to steal, to kill, and to destroy, God reminds me of who I am in him. And who you are in him. Amen? Are you with me? Amen? So he says, there's one of the biggest lies. Let me say this. Let me clear this up. One of the biggest lies that's being preached to the body of Christ today is once saved, always saved. And that's a lie from the pits of hell. There's no truth in it whatsoever. Jesus said, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. It's not where I start a race. It's how I finish the race. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. Therefore, henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Amen. Not for me, but for all those that love his appearing. Amen. In other words, God says, hey, we're all a work in progress. I'm not saying that when nobody in this room is perfect. We just serve the perfect one. But to sit there and tell somebody, oh, because I said a prayer as a little child, I'm going to heaven, but I never served the Lord. Amen. That's a lie from hell. And God wants you to know the truth, because it's only the truth that can make you free. Amen. And if you aren't right with God, get right with God. Amen. Amen. His mercy and his grace is abounding to you, but some good day, really soon, the trumpet is going to sound and it's over. It ain't no last call. You ain't getting an opportunity for the next 15 minutes to make your, you know, what is that, last call for alcohol? you know, it's not like that. God wants you to know, amen, that every word that he says is the truth. Amen. And if we follow the truth can make me free. And you say, well, I don't know. I can't do this, and I can't do that, and I can't do this, I can't do that. Most of the things you're doing that are feeding your flesh really aren't benefiting you a bit. Hello? Hey, it may feel good. There's a lot of people that said it felt good, but they're not going to be in heaven. Amen. I don't know where that came from, but it came. Hallelujah. Amen. God's grace is abounding. God has laid the foundation. He has set the foundation. He says us to take heed how we build thereupon. Amen. Look with me in Matthew. No, go with 2 Peter chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1. Boy, I'm glad I got that over. Everybody good? Everybody good? Another deception. God does not make anyone do anything. God gave each and every one of us a free will to make our own choices. Amen? Amen. So we're free to do whatever we want. But he says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that he shall also reap. And so as we're looking at this, the apostle laid the foundation, and the foundation is Christ Jesus, a cornerstone, his word. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. In other words, God is saying that he's given us everything we need. Amen. And I think, you know, there's when we sing these songs, there's joy, 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 joy down in my heart. There's joy comes from the Lord and the things of the Lord. And when I have the joy of the Lord, all of a sudden my time with my family is even different, because it's his love, not my love, and his love is better than mine. Hello? I, my love, even with my children, has conditions on it. Hello? Come on. Come on. I'd like to say that I have agape love for my children, but I don't. Hello? Can anybody agree with me? I love them more when they do what I say. Hello? I don't love them when they don't do what I say, but I just don't love them as much. Right? Come on. Is it just me? No. You know, the thing about it is just being real, right? Amen? God ain't looking for no phonies. He's the real deal. Amen? And one of the things is when we're in Christ Jesus and the things that we do for him, all of a sudden that love that comes from him is the Father's love is shared. Amen. So in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 16, the Apostle Peter says this, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables. We made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well, that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. You know, it's just a few moments ago. I'm just going to say it. Just a few moments ago, God spoke. God said he's real. God says there's truth and there's lie. God said he's not going to alter his word. He's not going to change his word. He's calling you and I to adjust our lives to him, not for him to adjust himself to us. Amen. And as we're being not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our minds. Our minds are being renewed by the word of God. Amen. And you know, when I look at that, then I can do all things through Christ. That gives me strength. Because I let the one in me rule. Amen. It's the one in you that you have to allow to have the rule. This isn't the rule. I don't know about you, but your head gets you in a lot of trouble. Hello? You know, he said out of the abundance of the heart. You correcting? God just wants to remind us again that he loves you. That his plans he has for you are great. That we're going to reign for him for 1,000 years in this world and for eternity. Okay? And no matter what things look like in this life, they're just a sprinkle compared to eternity. It's just a small amount compared to eternity. Amen? And he says to you and I in 2 Peter chapter 3, remember we were looking at, he bestowed his grace, openly gave us his grace. We're building on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. We're building on that. We're building on his word. We're to beware. And he says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17, he says, "Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest you also be led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." So in closing today, Apostle Paul said, "But by the grace of God, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, another build thereon. But take heed how you build thereupon." We find that grace has been bestowed upon each and every one of us to build. When I look at build and I look at the body of Christ, God desires us to build one another up. There's enough tearing down in this world. You don't need to come into the house of God to get beat up. God brought you here today to lift you up. To lift you up just because he may convict you and the Holy Spirit checks your heart doesn't mean he's beating you up. That's what love does. If you saw your child playing in the highway, would you just say they're going to learn their lesson? You would warn them. You would take them. You would. But when you get them, you give them in love. Amen. But usually, if my child wouldn't continue to listen and kept doing the same thing, I would get them in love, but there would be correction when we got back. You know, he says, what parent, if you love your children, would you not correct them? Amen. And God is just in his love is showing us that God has a great plan for your life. And the enemy is trying to distort it, to mess with it. And he comes in different avenues. It may come through thoughts or actions we take or sickness or disease or whatever way the adversary may come. But God wants us to recognize that he is greater than anything that's come against you. And he says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 14. He says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, for whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying.